Our inability to stop any level of penetration was clearly evident, despite strategically putting a lot of work into that and thinking that we were in a better, more prepared for to deal with that. It didn't bear fruit in tonight's game. And then the other alarming thing, where we absolutely got obliterated. I mean, not just in a modest capacity, absolutely obliterated, and it was completely putrid, was on the boards. It's been a problem of ours for some time, but it was exposed like worse in my time, and that includes last season, this season. That's the worst rebounding performance we've had, despite us harping on it, trying to do what we can in practice, and trying to figure out how to get better at it. We clearly got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it's frank, it's honest, and we always appreciate that from coaches. G'day, Brad Rosen.
Good morning, boys. How are we? Yes, it was frank, it was honest, and it was true.
Yes, it's a unfortunate thing, this start to the Kings. And I feel for Gazy, because Gazy's still learning the trade. I wonder whether he's got the troops, though, Brad.
Well, this has been the whole argument with the Kings this year. You know, they just don't seem to be balanced along the whole 10 or 11 players that they've got. They're up and down, and some of the guys that they have, they're up and down in their games that they're playing. So I certainly, like, to the listeners that are out there, like, Cairns went 0-3 to start the season last year and made the playoffs and had a chance to get to the grand final. The Kings are 1-3 now. It's not panic stations, but the problem that they've got is the way they're playing is not showing that they're getting better, and that's a real concern. They go into Adelaide on Saturday, and Adelaide lost last weekend, so they're going to come back. There's my tip of the round. I'll tell you right now, I can't see Sydney winning a game now at the moment, okay, the way they are.
So that means they'll be 1-4. I made comment earlier on in the morning, and the frustrating thing for Andrew Gaze and any coach is the fact that rebounding is about hard work. It's about making those extra efforts and doing the things at the, well, defensively at the other end of the court, and offensive rebounds are just as important as well. But that's a concern, mate, when you're not when the team's not working.
Exactly. And you know what it's called? It's like every sport, the 1%ers.
Yeah.
You hear it all the time. And that's what it is. And you've got a couple of players that might try and do that, and you've got a couple of players that don't. You need everyone as a fist or a glove, as they call it. Everyone needs to be in. For whatever reason, the team doesn't look like they're enjoying it out there. They don't look like they're playing hard. And this is, four games into the season. I can understand if it was late December when everyone's on holidays and having their beautiful times around the beaches. But right now, worrying times for the Kings. Of course, Kevin Lish, who is their superstar, tore his calf last week. They're saying 8 weeks at a minimum. Things not looking great for the Kings, but as they say, they can only go up, boys.
Yeah.
We're still positive.
Yeah,
still
well, we've positive. Got to be, Brad. I don't like hearing you say that they don't look like they're playing hard. I don't think there's any excuse.
Right.
In Illawarra, mate, that's our other focus in this state. They've lost their three. They've got their first home game.
Yeah, they're going to be better. And the difference, and I know you can say they're 0-3 and the Kings are 1-4. And, as a former Kings player, 1-3.
Yep.
And as a former Kings player, I so want the Kings to do well. But Illawarra have looked good, except for that last game. They lost in Perth, where they could have won it. They lost in Cairns, where they should have won it. And then they lost really poorly to the Kings last week. I expect them to come out and be the team that they are. Rodney Clark is a fantastic player. AJ Ogilvie hasn't played well the last few games. Expect him to step up. And they've got a Demetrius Conger, who is their import. He's outstanding. Mm. They'll win, and I think they'll win comfortably on Sunday.
Ooh, okay.
And, mate, is it fair to say that a couple of seasons ago, it might have been three, they didn't have an impressive roster name-wise on paper, but their team ethic and combination was phenomenal, and they performed so well. Is that fair?
100% fair. Yeah, that's exactly Illawarra to a T, isn't it? That country-ish type style. They just play hard. It's little brother that everyone picks on, and they just go so hard. And I expect them to be right up there at the end of the season. They're really well coached in Rob Beveridge, and they got some outstanding players and really good players that play role players, and they'll play hard. They are a very good team, and I expect them to, you know, be there right at the end.
Okay, so you're tipping Illawarra, you're tipping Adelaide as your best bet to knock over the Sydney Kings, unfortunately. And what about your best roughie, something with a little bit of value?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, there are some beauties this week. Now, Perth have been brilliant. Let's not say, but Melbourne have also been brilliant, and Melbourne remembering that they just lost by 1 point to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the NBA team. So you look at those things. My best bet is Cairns to beat Perth in Cairns. But for our punters out there tonight, Melbourne are paying $2.25 to beat Perth, and that's a good one as well. Tough gig over there in Perth. And I'm not trying to pick on Perth here because they're great, but they're due for a loss and some good odds there for the punters.
Good on you, mate. Well done. So, Perth,
what about that?
Don't be down on them.
Brad,
know they're going to come good.
Go those.
Who was the American guy with the dislocation in his ankle? Did you?
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. Did you see that, mate?
Oh God!
Wasn't that awful?
He just signed with Boston. He used to play for Utah last year. Signed with Boston in the offseason for a small amount of $128 million. And then he does that 5 minutes into the game. That was just awful. So he's obviously on his way back getting surgery. They say this season.
Awful.
I can't see him coming back before, but that was awful. They're ones you just look away, but your eyes are still watching the screen.
Yeah. They say they popped it back in. So
imagine the pain popping that back in.
Oh, I dislocated my shoulder many years ago, and I know how painful that was, but that ankle, well, that was facing north, and his leg was facing south. That was just awful. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Brad.
Mate, hey, have faith in them on Saturday. Go those Kings.
Go those Kings.
You said that, but you then say they're not going to win anything soon. But
well, that's all right.
Come on, those Kings.
Don't ruin it.
Sorry, Brad.
You got to tip with your head, not your heart. And he's tipping Adelaide to beat Sydney, which is fine. And the roughie, Cairns to beat Perth on Sunday. There you go. Cairns to beat Perth on Sunday.